We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning July 9th, this is the Rain Report. From the Poconos in Pennsylvania, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Operating the HF bands, those below 30 megahertz, with an indoor antenna can be an exercise in futility. It can be done, however. Just ask Mr. Radio School Gordon West, WB6NOA. This week we conclude his 2005 Dayton Hamvention presentation, No Gain, No Loss, part one of which is still available to stream from rainreport.com with bandwidth underwriting from CQ Communications. Here now is part two of Gordo's talk on hidden antennas.
What works best? You know, I've heard that a loop antenna like Art Bell runs around his property for miles and miles is great, and that is if you have a lot of real estate, but it's a case that you almost have to try it. And one of the tricks that we have found is if you are a member of a local 40-meter net, and that net checks in every day, and there's folks that are around you, there are base stations that will give you an honest answer. Gordo and the rest of the Southern California folks, you're all about the same signal strength. You wire in your new antenna tuner, or your half-wave dipole, or a whip counterpoised off of the rain gutter. And they say, Gordo, your signal is lousy. Whatever you did, you're not near as loud as everyone else. But they can only make that statement if everybody else comes on that net as well to tell how the 40-meter band is propagating that day. If you just do a radio check with another ham, and they go, yeah, you sound great, you may sound great just because it's terrific band conditions, and anybody else in your area with a regular everyday dipole could just stomp you. So unless you have a regular group in your local, within maybe 50 miles, that regularly do a skywave to another station 200 miles away, you don't have a benchmark. So if somebody says, you know, I can tell you, Don, your signal is great today, depends. I have to hear three or four other stations near Don, who's about 100 miles, 150 miles away, before I can really say what you did made an improvement or not. So again, for testing on the air, which is the best way to tell how well your signal is doing to a given skywave area, roll with a whole bunch of other stations so as a benchmark you can tell the difference. When I'm working with a hidden antenna, would be to look over the area, take that AM radio, see if I can find a good reception inside the house, and then I go up in the attic. Now, several precautions when you're in the attic. Number one, don't do it on a hot day. And number two, you know those pieces of big wood that go this way? Don't step in between them. Of course, watch for protrusions. Normally, in my bag, I've got my little safety glasses. I wear safety glasses. Always wear a hard hat because many times on roofs, when they pound in those nails, they're just hanging there. So safety glasses, a hard hat. When I'm in the attic with my little AM radio, I'll look around and I'll see an area sometimes down the main beam if it's a regular house or if it's a flat roof, just being able to get a wire down there. I'm going to look for something that will give me a balanced antenna where the coax is going to come down low and then go up, go to a ballon or a feed point, and I'll probably select one of the commercial ballons and run the sides of the dipole antenna out one side or the other. I try and droop that dipole down as much as possible to get radiation off the ends, and then I perform my radio checks. And one of the very first radio checks is just turning on the equipment. Even before you go to transmit, just turning on the equipment, there's a major nemesis. And here is one station whose equipment, we installed the dipole in the attic. Coming out of that radio was this noise right here. We thought it was a kid down the street who just got his novice pounding away at the key. You know, just think of it. It sounds like code, doesn't it? That's nobody sending CW. We thought, what the heck is that? Completely clobbering the 20 and 40 meter band. We didn't have that problem before when we had the coax run out to our vehicle, but we now have it with this antenna in the attic. So now I take out my AM radio. I turn it on, or how many have inexpensive shortwave radio that does like 2 to 30 megahertz? That's very effective. Go to the band that you're hearing the interference on. Even though it might not have SSB, you turn it on and you still hear it. Now the investigation begins. And what you do is you start walking around the house with this little AM radio until you begin to hear the noise get stronger. And you're right next to your air conditioner. Ah. Now what in the air conditioner is making that noise? Oh, it's got to be the pump. It's not the pump. If it was the pump, it'd make a constant noise. It's probably the air conditioner microprocessor sensing circuit that's sampling. So you've got to identify, first of all, the noises that are going to come in on your antenna system and cause that problem. Well, how do I know I've got a good noise source or that my noise level is low? How many have a little one of the portable radios, ICOM 703 or Yaesu FT817 or little tiny FM AM radio? Play it outside and then, judging on a weak station, go inside and see if you can still hear that same signal coming in. Okay, I've got this antenna up there. Now it's my test. And what we recommend is if you're using an antenna with a automatic tuning function, try different varieties of the tuning. Try a loop, which is very effective, where you're running the wire out around the edge of the house and back down again. People have asked, if I run that loop inside a metal rain gutter, it might work and it might not. Some people said, I load up the whole rain gutter inductively, not actually touching it. It runs and my whole rain gutter lights up. but I have a good signal on 7 megahertz or 80 meters. That's an okay, valid thing.
You're listening to a talk about the art of operating the HF ham bands on a hidden antenna by Gordon West, WB6NOA. Gordo will conclude his presentation in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, which streams in 32 kilobits Windows Media Audio from RAINReport.com.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for rain audio.
One of the hazards of an antenna inside the attic is interference. If you have wiring inside your attic that is common to, in a condominium, other folks' alarm wires or their TV distribution wires, you're probably going to cause interference to them. So when you're up there in the attic putting these antennas, you need to look around and try and find as minimal amount of other wires around your active antenna. So trying to get everything inside the attic is one way to go. Keeping your tuner happy is a paramount configuration. How many have an HF radio where the tuner is built into the radio? That's okay, but don't expect that tuner to do better than a 3-to-1 SWR. Just sticking a wire in the back or doing coax in the back up and then splitting it apart. Oh yeah, you get it tuned, but now your whole HF radio system is active. Probably the outside of the coax is acting like the other half of the dipole. And every time you transmit, especially when your kids are on, you notice the microphone is arcing over to their braces. That's a problem. So while I use a tuner inside an HF transceiver to help trim out a slightly elevated SWR, I try not to rely on the HF radio's internal tuner, which is much different than all of the capabilities that you have with a remote-mounted antenna coupler. All right, I'm on the air, and I am causing interference to a few things. Load up on the coils, the clamp-on toroids, all of the different EMI devices. They're very inexpensive. They're about $1 a piece, and put them on everything. Put them on your cats, your dogs, your Mixmaster, your microwave oven, and you're going to help minimize some of the interference. Because there's no question about it, when you start transmitting at 100 watts and that antenna is just a few feet away from other wiring, you're going to induce your voice over that wiring. How many have an intercom system in your house? Yeah, that's always a good one. And everybody will hear you on the intercom system. They won't hear you clearly, so that's always a good excuse to blame someone else. No, it wasn't me. Mm-mm, neighbor next door. But they'll know it's you, especially when you're doing CW. Even televisions, when you turn most of the newer TVs off, the TVs will have capabilities of rectifying your signal and have it coming through the speakers. And that's very mysterious at 2 in the morning in grandma's bedroom. Again, putting toroidal inductors will help minimize some of the noise. Some of the most successful antennas that have been hidden in the attic have been dipoles, cut for one or two bands. They have been automatic antenna tuners up in the attic area. Sometimes the tuner is as a closed loop terminated. Sometimes they are as a dipole, but you almost have to try it and try it on a daily basis with other stations around you so you can get a comparative report. And then they'll finally say, George, wow, whatever you did, all of the other folks are now S5 and you're S8. Now you found the magic of something that works. And it's really not something that we can easily identify just by looking up there saying, this is exactly the kind of antenna. So be prepared to do a lot of work inside the attic experimenting with wires. All right, how many have trees outside your house? Trees are a good way to get that antenna wire away from the inside of your house. One trick that we've used in Southern California is to mount this inside the area of the roof up nice and high. We ground to the chicken wire, which holds the stucco on. We then come out of the roof area with a very fine number 16 or 18 or 20 gauge wire, and then covertly run that wire over to your neighbor's tree. Yours is too close. You know, if they spot it, just go, whoa, I don't see anything. Must be something on your glasses. Oh, okay, all right. But again, try and get that wire up and away and in the clear as possible, and you'll find that maybe you'll have a great signal. We have found that with automatic tuners, grounding the ground lug and running the wire out and away from the radio source will minimize RFI and will many times pick up the signals relatively well. How long should that wire be for 40 meters? Try it. Try it 32 feet. Try it 64 feet or 128. The tuner will generally find the match. We have found that on most everyone's tuners down below 7 megahertz, occasionally it just won't find a real low SWR match. It'll take a dip, but it won't dip all the way down to 1-to-1. No problem. Add about 3 or 4 more feet of wire, or subtract 3 or 4 feet of wire, or if you've got some wire coming out of the tuner, wrap it around and tie it together, and what you will do is you'll effectively take it off of that tune point. Because remember, tuners trap in LC networks, and if you were to look at it, they go, you know, perfectly tuned, pretty good, perfectly tuned, pretty good. You have to either add or subtract a little bit of wire to get on that hot tuning spot.
Gordon West, WB6NOA, excerpted from his 2005 Dayton-Hamvention talk on the subject of hidden antennas. Say, do you get tired of not knowing when the new Rain Report goes online? Subscribe to our Rain mail list and you'll never have to wonder again. See details on rainreport.com. A final request from Rain founder producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. If you are using the Kenwood V708 2-meter 440 mobile radio and happen to be blind, Hap would like to hear from you. You can drop him a note to hap@rainreport.com. That's hap@rainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2005, Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.